So I'm going to start with my story on the recent prison chaos, which was discovered by an undercover reporter. So BBC's Panorama shows secret filming of chaos in one of Britain's biggest prisons. An undercover reporter spent 2 months at HMP Northumberland, which houses up to 1,348 male inmates. He discovered widespread drug use, a lack of control, door alarms that did not go off in one block, and a hole in an internal security fence. Prison officers also found balaclavas, blackout clothing, and wire cutting tools. It is a Category C jail, and for those of you who don't know, Category C means those who cannot be trusted in open conditions, but who are unlikely to try to escape. Prisoners were found to be collecting drugs and other contraband through the fence, and footage was also shown where a prison officer was having convulsions on the floor after accidentally inhaling spice, which is a cheap and stronger synthetic alternative to cannabis and is rife in the jail. Further scenes included officers sometimes left on their own to manage large groups of inmates, inmates threatening staff, and prisoners incapacitated by drugs. So Joe Fenton, who was the undercover reporter, said, quote, "It didn't take too long to realise the inmates were, in effect, running this prison." These issues were discovered in a block where inmates were preparing to transfer to open prisons, but were not locked in their cells at night. So my question is, how can we tackle these problems?
It's obviously hard to tackle something so big, and obviously it's a major issue. I think the issue that concerns me the most is what Joe Fenton said, that the inmates are almost controlling the prison. Really, the prison officers should be in control, and the fact that prison officers are often left on their own to do so is worrying. Obviously, it was privatised in 2014, the Northumberland prison, and I think that might be a little part of the reason. Maybe the company that's taken over the prison might not be putting enough money into the prison and have cut staff, but I think more staff are needed and better training for the staff.
Yeah, actually the privatisation showed huge cuts, and understaffing is probably one of the biggest problems. For example, there's a prison near me, Wandsworth, and they have something
It's near me too.
Oh, it's near MR2, everyone. They have something like 350 prisoners to four guards, which means that can't look after that number of prisoners, which means that they end up staying in their cells for something like 22 hours a day, and they only get fed twice a day, and they don't get fed enough. And if it's a male prison, obviously for men, they need a lot of food, they need a lot of energy, they need to be able to get out. So I think that's quite a big cause.
Yeah, I think another big problem here, I watched a Channel 4 documentary not that long ago that was filmed entirely on hidden phones that have been found their way into prison, and a lot of that focused on that drug you mentioned, spice. And I think that is causing huge problems in the prisons, and it sounds as if it's got to the point where the prison guards are having their own health and safety compromised because of spice, like you said about the officer having convulsions. And I think it's very difficult when inmates are in a position where they're obviously bored, potentially already have taken drugs, and then if they get further into drug addiction, it's really not going to help their welfare or help to kind of rehabilitate them. So I think the drugs are a massive issue.
Yeah, especially as I think that a lot of the prisoners are incredibly bored in prison. They're not allowed to, because of the cuts, there aren't many activities that they can come out and do.
Yeah.
Which means that they just...
There's nothing better to do than to just take spice or whatever.
So it's not really surprising that that's happening.
Not at all.
Yeah. I think, like, in addition to having more staff, a large part of it is more training, though, because, like, even if it's not possible kind of financially to get more staff, maybe if these staff were kind of better equipped to deal with the situations, then that would go a long way to helping solve the problem.
That's probably another result of cuts as well, if they're not getting good enough training because they don't have enough money. Also, I was reading an article and it says a record number of people have killed themselves in prisons in England and Wales in 2016. So it says there are 119 self-inflicted deaths. And actually what's happened as a result of this is that thousands of staff have actually just walked out in protest at the conditions that obviously they're just getting worse and worse and worse. And so it's not surprising that now the prisoners are sort of coming together and just rebelling against the system.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised in some ways because, you know, how can that be acceptable? But at the same time, you know, our prisons seem to be turning into almost like torture. Like, yeah. Obviously, prison needs to have an element of punishment, but I think that it sounds as if that's gone way too far. They've gone too far in the direction of punishment to the point where they're just breaking people.
I think rehabilitation is important in prisons, and I think one we should maybe take a leaf out of Sweden's book. They see prison as a place where people go for rehab, and their aim is to make sure that the people who have committed these crimes don't come back into prison. So the way they punish people almost is by treating them like humans and giving them work within the prison and giving them like life skills. And since 2004, prisoner numbers have fallen by almost 2,000 in Sweden, and maybe we should take a leaf out of their book and use prison as more of a rehabilitation facility.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that rehabilitation should be the main function of a prison. There's no point putting a whole load of criminals into prison and then being surprised when they continue to act the way they acted before because they're not getting the help that they need. And I think that's what's really undermining the system.
So what do you know what they're doing about all this stuff they found? Are they closing the prison or what's...
Justice Secretary has said that they will be investing an extra £100 million annually to boost the front line by 2,500 officers.
Do you think that's like the best use of like government money though? Like, I know the prisons are in a really bad way, kind of like from the other perspective, like could that money be better spent on things like healthcare, education, etc. than purely investing it in prisons?
I think prisons are quite easily forgotten.
Like they've been neglected for way too long, to be honest.
I agree. I think it's become quite inhumane, and we have to remember that these are still people, and a lot of them come from really difficult backgrounds and are in this sort of, they're stuck in the system, and we sort of need to give them a chance too. But I do understand what you mean, is that also tackling crime at a lower level is also really important.
I think it's a lot more like justifiable in spending that money, like in terms of kind of like we move towards this kind of rehab system, because like currently you can see how it just seems like money's getting drained away. It's not like making any changes, it's just like a temporary fix almost. And I think like maybe focus needs to be placed more on actually changing the system of how like we see prison and what it's meant to do.
Yeah, also I think in a lot of cases, because prisons are overcrowded, we sort of need to look at what's going on and whether there need to be that number of people in prison, or whether lesser punishments are more appropriate in certain cases. I mean, I'm not a lawyer or magistrate, I don't know, but I think that's also another issue, is that there are so many prisoners and not enough staff, and it just sort of seems inevitable that this was going to happen.